Welcome to Inside the Pages, insights from today's most compelling authors. I'm your host, Chris McGregor, and I am delighted to be joined by Father Michael Gately, who is the director of the Association of Marian Helpers, a spiritual benefit society of the Congregation of Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. He's also the author of Consoling the Heart of Jesus, a do-it-yourself retreat. When he's not preaching missions and retreats, Father Michael lives and works on Eden Hill in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, home of the National Shrine of the Divine Mercy. With Father Michael Gately, we go inside the pages of 33 Days to Morning Glory, a do-it-yourself retreat in preparation for Marian consecration, published by Marian Press. Father Mike, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
33 Days to Morning Glory, a do-it-yourself retreat in preparation for Marian consecration. I've done the consecration to Jesus through Mary as set by St. Louis de Montfort in the past. I didn't realize how much richer it could be in experience until I read your book. Thank you.
Well, thank you for saying that. I'm glad you had a good experience with it.
Let the folks know why you thought that an enhancement for our day was necessary.
Well, actually, I had done the consecration of the 33-day preparation according to St. Louis de Montfort, which is the most well-known version of the Marian consecration.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did it, it's hard for me to do a lot of vocal prayers. I think I might have a touch of ADD, and I loved the consecration itself, but the 33-day preparation felt like a vocal prayer marathon where the prayers grew every day, and I wasn't sure if I'd be able to make it, and I made it to consecration day. But I thought later that, you know, the consecration, when I made it, really totally changed my life. But I thought, I've heard over the years that a lot of people would sort of not do the consecration because they couldn't get through all the prayers, or they wouldn't renew it because they're like, I did it once, but that was hard to get through. So I had really two goals when I wrote the book. One, to make the consecration easier and more accessible for people so they wouldn't be so intimidated by all the prayers.
Mm-hmm.
But also, the other thing was that the 33-day preparation, it's big on a lot of vocal prayers and litanies, which are beautiful and great.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of lean on information about what consecration is. So I also wanted to provide something that would give the information, there's a third point, was that since St. Louis de Montfort, who his writings became very popular about 200 years ago or more, since his death and since his writings became popular, there's been other great saints on Marian consecration. So we have Louis de Montfort, and we also have St. Maximin Kolbe from Poland, this amazing saint on consecration. And then we have a Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta and Blessed John Paul II. And so I thought, hey, let's make an updated version that includes these three other saints. Let's make it a little bit easier to use where it's not so heavy on all the vocal prayers.
Mm-hmm.
And let's have more information on what the consecration is so people know during the 33-day preparation exactly what they're getting into and what it means and why it's so beautiful. So I did the book, you know, for those reasons, and It really helped me writing it to better understand the consecration, and I've been hearing that it's helped people who have done the Louis de Montfort consecration say that, you know, it's helped them to understand the consecration even more. So I'm really happy about that, and that's that.
Well, Father Mike, could you help those out there who may not have the experience of what a consecration is? And can you do more than one consecration?
Sure. Actually, yeah. I mean, let's start off with what is a consecration? Like, because that's people may be saying, well, what is all this stuff? Marian consecration is basically giving Mary a yes to use her full motherly mediation, her full motherly power, her full motherly intercession in our lives. The reason why that's important to give Mary that yes is that everybody. You know, you have a great talent with the social media and radio and all these type of things. And each member of the body of Christ has a talent that's meant to build up the body. And we all have different roles and different works in extending the kingdom of God. But the task and the goal, or the task or the job or the gift that God gave to Mary is the most important among all the members of the body of Christ, because Mary's job is really to form us into other Christs. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say that is because just as Mary gave birth to Jesus and nurtured him and taught him to pray and fed him and, you know, prayed for him and all that, so also we, as the followers of Jesus, in imitation of him, that we also, she also has that role of being our spiritual mother, because we're members of Christ's body, and just as she gave birth to him, she wants to give birth to us. And she does that with her spouse, the Holy Spirit, who's the one who really transforms us into Christ and brings about our sanctification. But the point is, Mary has a super important role in our spiritual lives. As it says in the Gospel of John, where Jesus is on the cross, he says to the disciple John, and to Mary at the foot of the cross, "Mary, woman, behold your son. Son, behold your mother." That Jesus gave us Mary as our spiritual mother. And the consecration is a conscious effort to really say, "Mary, I give you permission to do the work that God's given you to do in my life." And she takes it really seriously, and the effects are usually amazing.
St. Louis de Montfort felt that it's more than just saying a prayer which offers that consecration, that there really needs to be a preparation for that. And when you enter into his original teachings, they're very, very rich. But what you've done here is you've really just rounded it out and, can I say, enhanced it. I mean, how could something so good get even better? But somehow it happened through your work.
Well, thanks. I think it's interesting, the story of how that came about. Like, because I actually, before I wrote the book, and I wrote that book in about a week and a half during a period of retreat, because I had gone through about over 10 years of a real dryness in my devotion to Mary. And I had several people praying for me, but there was this one nun in particular who was a close friend of mine, and she's been praying for years that the dryness in my Marian devotion, anytime I talked to her, "How's your devotion to Mary?" "I'm struggling still." And so she would be praying. And one day I was on retreat, and I just got the idea for the whole book, and I did all this research. And I saw it as a gift from all these people who were praying for me, where I really rediscovered Mary's role in my life and how important it is that we consecrate ourselves to her, that we entrust ourselves to her. And so I can't take much credit for it. I think it's all these holy people and some of these holy nuns who were praying, and the Lord had mercy on me and helped me to see more clearly how beautiful Mary's role is in all of our lives and how important it is to say yes to her.
Well, it's interesting that it's 33 days to really kind of prepare ourselves to enter into that moment when we do turn it over, when we consecrate ourselves. What is happening to us from hopefully in that time, in that incubation that's leading us to consecration?
Sure. I think that the heart of what's happening during the 33 days of preparation for consecration, according to the book, is it's really helping. It's like a retreat, and it's a retreat of getting to know Mary. It's getting to know her as our spiritual mother. It's getting to know her tenderness. It's getting to know, St. Maximin Kolbe really brings in her tenderness. St. Louis de Montfort really brings in how Mary is, as the way he puts it, the quickest, the easiest, the surest way to become a saint, which is great. I'm like, we're all called to be saints. Why not find the quickest, easiest, surest way? So Louis de Montfort is teaching us about that. Maximin Kolbe is teaching us about the tender love of Mary and the tender love we should have for her. Blessed Mother Teresa is teaching us how, in the way she puts it, it's one of my favorite lines in all of her writings, where she says that the role of Mary is to bring us face to face with the love of the heart of Jesus crucified. Mm. That the heart of Mary is really to help us to come to a deeper intimacy with Jesus. And then with Blessed John Paul II, he takes all of this and takes it even further by saying that Mary is the one who helps us to discover most fully divine mercy. That Mary is the one who, you know, Mother Teresa is saying that Mary helps us to come to the foot of the cross, face to face with the heart of Jesus crucified. And John Paul II is basically saying that Mary is the one who brings us into the pure side of Christ, right into the rays of divine mercy, right into the where the blood and water flows out as a fountain of mercy for us. So what's going on in the retreat is it's getting to know Mary, getting to know Mary's role and role in our lives, getting to know her tenderness, and getting to know the great mercy of God, which is the whole goal of what Mary wants us to discover.
Now, to be able to really enter into this retreat, is it imperative that we stick with the specific days? I mean, if somebody's heart is being called to enter it and to prepare today, or should they kind of discipline themselves to enter into the specific times that are suggested?
Sure. A couple things on that. One is, according to St. Louis de Montfort, which is sort of how I patterned the book, his preparation, his 33-day preparation, he recommends that you do the consecration and the preparation 33 days before a major Marian feast day. Mm-hmm. And in the book, I give a chart of all the starting dates and then the end dates of the major Marian feast days. And so, ideally, according to Louis de Montfort, it's to do it according to that timetable. My mom, who got the book late because I'm not the greatest son, I forgot to mail it out to her. She got the book late, and she missed one of the days, and she said, "I just read the whole book in 2 days." And she said, "Now I'm going to go and do the whole thing." So some people, they get it. A lot of my friends who are waiting for the book, they just read through the whole thing. And then others, then they actually go back and go through the whole thing according to, like, the daily reading. So it's flexible. There's lots of ways you could do it. Some people are using it sort of as Lenten meditations. But ideally, the way the retreat works is because I cut out a lot of the litanies and the prayers and the vocal prayers, mm-hmm. the goal is not to cut out prayer. The goal is I have meditations for every day for 33 days, mm-hmm. and the goal is rather than do lots of litanies and vocal prayers, it's to ponder in your heart like Mary did. You know, Mary had that attitude of constantly pondering in her heart the words that she was hearing Jesus say and the Lord was speaking in her heart. And it's basically to keep that heart-pondering attitude of Mary by every day reading one meditation. It's like it takes, 3-4 minutes to read. But then to spend the day sort of pondering it in your heart. So the 33 days are really meant to be a time of pondering in your heart the meaning of Marian consecration. And so that's the ideal way to make it. And if you could do that before a major Marian feast day, 33 days before, that's ideal, but, people can read it any way they want. There is a lot of flexibility with it.
It's perfect for someone who is just entering into this and wants to grow and encounter the Blessed Mother. Of course, you probably have heard it, as I have, those who will say, "Well, I just don't get the Mary thing." Ooh, that just makes me, it hurts my heart when I hear they say Mary thing, because she's a person. Because of the communion of saints, I mean, she's still very, very present to all of us. This is the perfect vehicle for that introduction.
Well, I mean, that's really the way it was written. Again, like, I'd gone through a period of real dryness. I probably wouldn't call the Mary thing, but I remember I was envious of the other seminarians who had this, like, burning, tender love for Mary, and I was kind of like, I want to have that love. I want to have that relationship with Mary, but there's, for some reason, for me, there was like a block somewhere mm-hmm. for different reasons. And so when I wrote the book, I mean, again, I did it in a week and a half during a retreat, and I was just getting filled with insights about, that's why, or this is why. So the whole book is sort of written as kind of with, in a way, with those people in mind. It's a very step-by-step explanation and meditation on why Mary is such an amazing gift. And it's funny that I'm talking this way. I mean, if I would have had an interview a year ago and you asked me to talk about Mary, I'd be like, "Yeah, she's our mother," but I'm not the best person to talk about it because I'm struggling. I'm trying to strive to understand it better myself. But for some reason, I think it's the prayers of these holy nuns who are praying for me. Suddenly I was like, oh my gosh, I get it. This is amazing. Mary's whole role is bringing us into the heart of Jesus. Mary's whole role is to help us come to know the love of Jesus. Mary's whole role is to be our mother, to love us, to be there for us to be there for her, to have that relationship with her. So my hope and my goal with the book is really, especially people who maybe don't know a lot about the consecration or are struggling with their devotion to Mary, it's meant to really hopefully bring about a healing and a deepening in that important, an understanding of that important role that Mary has in our lives, that she really just wants to be our mother. And as you said, it's she wants to have that relationship with us, with her children.
I think it's so beautifully accomplished in what you bring forward in this work. Of course, we're talking to Father Michael Catley about 33 Days to Morning Glory, a do-it-yourself retreat in preparation for Marian consecration. And Father Mike, for anyone who, like myself, had done the initial consecration through the teachings of St. Louis de Montfort, this was, I'll just say it again, such a renewal and transformative. It just deepened it for me, my understanding and love for the Blessed Mother. So I will also say, for anybody who has a great love for the Blessed Mother and has done the consecration in the past, this is perfect.
Well, praise the Lord that had that effect for you, Carissa. I mean, I've been getting more and more feedback from people, and I'm blown away by that it is having such effect. And I just again, I'm grateful to those nuns. I mentioned that my hope is that people would have that deepening relationship with Mary. But one of the things that really when I was writing the book, I was doing research on saints that I hadn't really done a lot of research on. One of them was St. Maximin Kolbe. And there was something about St. Maximin Kolbe that really just blew me away. And that was where he took what St. Louis de Montfort had said, where St. Louis de Montfort was basically saying, look, consecration to Jesus through Mary is the quickest, easiest, surest way to become a saint. And that's what really pulled me into it. I'm like, okay, I want to be a saint, but I'm a knucklehead. I need to find the quickest, easiest, surest way. But then St. Maximin Kolbe took that even farther, and he said, look, if consecration to Jesus through Mary, is the quickest, easiest, surest way to become a saint for one individual, well, other people need to know about this. Because if it can help me to become a saint quickly or easily and the most perfectly, then it can also help many, many other people to become saints. And his whole thing was, that's the goal of life. And what we need to do is we need to get as many saints as possible. And for Kolbe, his whole thrust was to spread the consecration to Mary so that more and more people would become saints. And his whole goal was that he has a phrase for it that I just love. He said he wants to be an instrument in the hands of Mary Immaculate as she labors to bring all souls to Christ. And his goal was to inspire many, many people to consecrate themselves to Mary Immaculate so that the whole world would be brought to Christ as quickly as possible, he would always say. And so I'm grateful to hear that it's helping you and it's helping other people. And my hope is really that we would entrust our lives to Mary and really let her form us in holiness. And the good news about Mary forming us in holiness, according to St. Louis de Montfort, is that she makes the spiritual life easy. She's a very gentle mother, relatively easy. The way St. Louis de Montfort puts it is, it's like, he says, everybody has a cross in their life, but Mary makes the crosses into something sweet. Mm-hmm. He says it's like, you know, like a mother. If she has to give you medicine, or if you have to have medicine that doesn't taste so good, a mother knows how to put some honey in it to sweeten it. And he says, similarly, that's why it's so important to go to Jesus through Mary, is she has a way of sweetening the crosses. She's like at Cana, where she recognized that, you know, that the wine was missing, and in her gentle, motherly way, she was attentive to that need, and she took care of it, and that's what she wants to do for all of us. That she's really, that God made Mary for us as a sign and as a manifestation of his mercy and love for us. And so with all of that, is my hope is that really we would entrust our lives to Mary, and that she would make us into saints, and that the more saints we have, the more that the culture of life that John Paul II talked about would grow, and that there would be great fruit in our society, and great fruit of the love of Christ throughout the world.
Well, our Holy Father, Pope Benedict, has really encouraged us to follow on that great call of Blessed John Paul II, who you bring forward so beautifully in the book as well. But that call for the new evangelization. And in reflecting recently, the Holy Father has repeatedly said that what we need to do is to become silent, to go deeper in prayer, and that at the heart of the new evangelization is really that to discern how we are to act and live out into the world to, by knowing Christ personally. And how better than to learn who He is, but through His mother, through that experience, she can help us in so in many different ways.
Absolutely. And that, I mean, that's, before the show, we were talking about Father Tim Gallagher, who's a great teacher on discernment of spirits and discernment and all of that. And he was a teacher of mine. I remember, the rules for St. Ignatius, the rules for the discernment of spirits of St. Ignatius of Loyola. Mm-hmm. Now, there's this great tool for helping us discern. But I sometimes when I studied the rules, I'd get nervous that I wasn't applying them properly or that I would miss something.
Mm-hmm.
And while I definitely encourage people to get to know those rules for discernment of spirits, with Mary and entrusting your life to Mary, it's like she helps to also, not only does she make the crosses sweet, but she also directs the paths of our life. She helps us to make the right decisions. This is why when Pope John Paul II, when he was about 18 years old, he read True Devotion to Mary, which is by St. Louis de Montfort, and he did the Marian consecration. And then he said, later on in life, he said that was the turning point in his life, that mm-hmm. consecration to Mary. And then she helped guide his life. I mean, look what she did with John Paul II. It was mm-hmm. amazing. And so many people that I talk with who've made the consecration, they say, like, after that consecration, everything changed. It's like, I just made the right decisions. It was like somebody was guiding things. And that's the fruit of the consecration. And when you bring in the new evangelization, what we're all called to do with the new evangelization is be discerning and reflecting. How can I best bring Christ to the world? How can I best witness to Christ? And there's a lot of things, there's a lot of ways that we can do that, but what we need to find out is what's the way God's calling us to do that? How does He want us to witness to Christ in the world? How does He want us to witness to Christ in the family? And when we entrust our lives to Mary, she helps us to get those answers. So we have, not only do we have the great tool of the rules for discernment of spirits, but when we entrust our lives completely to the Mother of God, she helps direct our lives in the best possible way. And so it's a really... It's not as well known. I'm as surprised as how little known sometimes the consecration is in certain circles, but it's an amazing secret. It's a secret, but it shouldn't be a secret. It's an amazing gift. So,
well, I think it really is. And what I found, Father Mike, is that there is a whole new retreat that I would recommend to everyone. And especially during periods, whether it's Lent, it's Advent, or if even at ordinary time during the summer, it would be wonderful to be able to first do the 33 Days to Morning Glory, the do-it-yourself retreat, and that leads to the consecration, and then go to Consoling the Heart of Jesus, the do-it-yourself retreat that was inspired by the exercises of St. Ignatius, because then you can enter into that with the Blessed Mother, and I just could anticipate that the transformation and the insight that could be gleaned and the grace that would pour out would be tremendous.
Well, it's funny that you bring up those two books like as in that order, because mm-hmm. even though I wrote Consoling the Heart of Jesus before 33 Days to Morning Glory, we're using both of those books, and we've developed a parish program where with each book we have a study guide and a DVD with talks and things. Mm-hmm. But the whole pedagogy of the program, the whole structure of the program, is that we're starting everybody with the 33 Days to Morning Glory, because the theology is really this, that when we entrust our lives to Mary, when we consecrate ourselves to Mary, Mary's whole role, her whole essence, her whole being, is to bring us to the heart of Jesus, to the merciful heart of Jesus. John Paul II makes that super clear. He says that's the meaning of Marian consecration, is for her to bring us into the pure side of Christ, which is the fountain of mercy. And so it's actually that's what we're really promoting to people, is that first do the consecration, do 33 Days to Morning Glory, and then do Consoling the Heart of Jesus, because that book is really basically kind of a crash course on Divine Mercy spirituality. And can I give a plug for the website for that parish program?
By all means.
So just if anybody, we're actually not launching the program. We've done pilot programs with 33 Days to Morning Glory. We've had well over 1,000 people do the pilot program. But the official program is going to come out on Divine Mercy Sunday of this year. If you wanted to learn more about it, there's a website for it, and it's allheartsafire.org. Allheartsafire.org, not of fire, but a fire. And on that website, it'll have the parish-based programs. But the point is it's really our goal is that get people consecrated to Mary, and then let her bring them into the mercy of God, which is what Consoling the Heart of Jesus is all about.
Everything that you have brought forward, those two books in it, is so much more than just the reflections and the retreat into the experience of either the consecration or the spiritual exercises, because the books are filled with references and the prayers alone in Consoling the Heart of Jesus. Well, and also too in 33 Days to Morning Glory are what every Catholic's looking for. I mean, these two books alone should be in every Catholic home, in every Catholic library.
Chris, I'm going to start calling you when I'm in times of desolation.
Please do.
No, but you know the main idea with in terms of the mercy and Mary is that my whole philosophy, sort of, or theology, spirituality behind both of the books is really an idea that I firm belief based on my readings of Blessed John Paul II and the Diary of Saint Faustina. Is that we are, and this is the great news. This is like, you know, there's a lot of things that seems like bad news in our culture and society, but there's some amazingly great news. And that great news is that, according to John Paul II, we are living in an extraordinary time of mercy, a time of extraordinary grace. And it's based on the idea that where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more, Romans 5. That in a time of unprecedented evil, as John Paul II would describe our modern world, where there's a lot of great things, but there's also unprecedented evil, that God is not outdone by evil, and he'll send even greater grace. And for that reason, we're living in a time of extraordinary grace, when I'm convinced that God is making it easier than ever before to become a saint. He's offering these extraordinary graces, but what we need to do is learn how to tap into them, how to tap into this extraordinary time of mercy. And the two secret weapons, so to speak, the two key ways to tap into it, and here I'm mixing my metaphors, but is with the consecration to Mary, this quickest, easiest, surest way to become a saint, according to Louis de Montfort, and this consecration that's been promoted by pope after pope after pope, not the least of whom is John Paul II. And then with the second way to tap into it is Divine Mercy, this message of Divine Mercy. We're on like Divine Mercy Sunday. God is promising these amazing graces, where Mercy Sunday is my favorite day of the year. So people say, yeah, you get a plenary indulgence. There's something more than that. There's this promise of the Mercy Sunday grace, which I don't have time to get into now, but just God is giving these great graces, and He wants saints in our society. He wants to make us into saints. He knows that we're little souls, as I put it in the book, as St. Therese of Lisieux would put it. But He's going to do it. We just need to give Him our trust. We need to entrust our lives to the Mother of God. We need to receive His mercy. We need to be merciful and embrace that spiritual childhood that really allows the Lord to do the miracle of mercy that He wants to do in us. And that miracle of mercy that He wants to do in each and every one of us is make us into saints. But in order for Jesus to do miracles, He needs one thing, trust. And that's the heart of Divine Mercy. Jesus, I trust in you. That's the heart of Marian entrustment. Mary, I entrust myself to you so that she can bring us to the pierced heart of Jesus so we can learn to trust in His mercy. So that's all I'm saying in these two books is just, look, this is a great time of mercy, and here's how to tap into it. And it's not so difficult. God is making it, in a certain sense, easier than ever before for us because He's having mercy on us in a very difficult time.
Well, praise God also for the work of the Association of Marian Helpers, everything that you're doing in helping to foster that great devotion to the Divine Mercy and to our Blessed Mother. Having the Discerning Hearts website be able to direct people to the Marian Helpers is just a privilege and a blessing, because I think there is this great surge, isn't there, that this internet, this web of faith, all those different terms that are being used for it, are touching hearts around the world.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's, and like people like you and so many other, it seems like it's really, I've been amazed as, you know, John Paul II talked about the feminine genius, and I'm meeting all of these bloggers and social media people, and there's a lot of them are like these Catholic moms who are just like rocking it. They're doing such a great job with evangelization, and I would encourage all of you to, you know, keep up the good work. I'm just amazed at the reach that these evangelization efforts through social media and that we're trying to keep up with things. We've been doing some apps and other type of social media and making use of modern means of communication. But it's great. It's great to make use of all these means. There's a lot of bad stuff out there, but let's also bring out the good stuff with those things. So keep up the good work.
Well, Father Mike, all the work that you're doing is an inspiration for us, and you're nurturing our hearts. And the work of 33 Days to Morning Glory, as well as Consoling the Heart of Jesus, I can't overemphasize how important they are. And we just praise God for your vocation. We really do.
Oh, thank you, Chris. This is a rough day. I have about meetings all through the day, and I'm going, how am I going to get through this? But I feel so great after this interview. Thank you. You've really, as Father Gallagher would say, you know, I went from desolation to consolation. So thank you for that. And I hope that those books and the consecration and Divine Mercy will help us all to experience the consoling love of God more deeply.
Any final thoughts?
Final thoughts. Let's see. Just for the listeners, God is really blessing our community. We've got about 27 men in formation. It looks mm-hmm. like we might even have 10 more coming in. So if you just pray for the Marians that we're faithful to these vocations and that we do good work with formation and that these men in our formation would really become saints under the banner of Mary Immaculate and that they would really have a great trust in God's mercy. So if you just pray for our community, God's really blessing us. And as one of the guys who helps with the formation work, I really feel the need of prayer so that I can help lead these guys to really grow in holiness, which is a daunting task. Mm. So for prayers, it would be great.
There is a whole team, I'm sure, that have just heard this message that will be doing just that for you. And if I can beg for a final blessing for all of them, we'd really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Through the intercession of Mary Immaculate and all the angels and saints, may Almighty God bless all those listening to this program. May He fill them with His peace, His joy, and a great trust in His divine mercy. May Almighty God bless all of you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, so much.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks for having me on the show. It's really made my day.
With Father Michael Gately, we've gone inside the pages of 33 Days to Morning Glory, Do-It-Yourself Retreat, in preparation for Marian consecration. To learn more about this book or to obtain a copy, go to marian.org, the website for its publisher, Marian Press. Or you can obtain it at any fine Catholic bookstore. To hear and download this episode along with many others, go to www.insidethepages.com. Inside the Pages is a production of Discerning Hearts. I'm your host, Chris McGregor. Join me next time for Inside the Pages, insights from today's most compelling authors.